Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 53 minutes past the hour. Time for us to spend a moment or two or three with Amy Newmark. Amy is the author, the editor-in-chief, and the publisher of the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series. There are hundreds of these puppies around now, and she's been responsible for lots and lots and lots of them. In a moment, we're going to talk about something that I have been through myself in the last year, getting rid of things, getting rid of the past. What is it? You can do less with more or something. Less is more. We'll talk about that and how it fits into your philosophy in a moment here.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Where are you likely to overspend? Name the places where you're likely to blow the budget and maybe go in debt. Here's the social science of it. First off, parents are likely to overspend on their children, especially during the holiday. The typical kid asks for 4 or 5 presents, and the typical parent gives 7 to 10. We also overspend on our pets. There are entire stores devoted to Fluffy and Fido. We're also likely to overspend when it comes to college. The difference between state and private college is astronomical. Finally, we're likely to overspend on weddings. What's the cheap psychological trick? Humans spend more when emotions are out of control. To avoid overspending, just put time between you and any purchase. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
55 past the hour. Those of you who have moved, as I have in the past few months, I had lived in the place I'd lived in before, Amy, for 38 years. 38 years worth of things, many of which were of no use, and there's no reason to have them, many years ago. So 3 dumpster loads later, the house was cleaned out, and I moved into the new house. And as I still am going through a lot of the things, especially my radio material, I could fill another dumpster with things. Old clothing, old furniture. And it appears that this is from the book Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Joy of Less. Jennifer, you got a storage unit?
No, I do not.
Richie, you got a storage unit?
I do not. I could probably use one, but no, I don't.
Victoria, you got a storage unit?
I do not.
Really? That's unusual. Most of the people I know.
Dougie, do you have a storage unit?
It's a whole farm. He's got 2 school buses.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
2 school buses.
Yeah, school buses filled with my things. So anyway, the idea, Amy, here is to have people understand that hoarding is not psychologically good.
What I found when I was soliciting stories for this book is that I got hundreds of stories from people who had rented storage units when they were moving and spent a lot of time and money and effort putting stuff in storage units, and then after paying storage fees for years, went back to those storage units and threw every single thing away.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah. So what's the point in it? And by the way, these storage units are not cheap. I can remember, I've had them for years in California.
Yeah, one woman said she counted it all up and she could have paid for a semester of college for her granddaughter.
Right.
Wow.
Well, that's what I hear from my friends who say, you know what, by the time you're done, the 7 lessons is very expensive. You're wasting your money.
There's a whole TV show based on people not paying for their storage things, and they sell everything out of it. Storage wars.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So people just buy them and then ignore them.
Right. And it's a big business, and it's expensive. I did for a number of years, 4 or 5 years, when I was renting houses in Los Angeles instead of owning them, I would, at the end of the season, put the stuff in a storage unit, and then I'd come back and get it in the next fall. And it became very expensive. I think, you know, you pay $400, $500, $600 a month for not a lot of space. So what do you find, the stories that you have in the book, The Joy of Less, what sort of stories are they? Men telling stories? Women telling stories? Who's telling these stories?
It's mainly women, although they're usually storing stuff for their whole family, including their husband.
Right.
But what they are all saying, and it's unanimous, is that they spent a huge amount of time and money putting stuff into the storage units. And even if they only went back to the storage units 6 months later versus years later, when they went back, they didn't want any of that stuff because they had been living without it. And they realized that their memories were in their heads. Their memories didn't have to live in furniture and stuff.
Yeah. Well,
Amy, can I ask you, is there a kids version of this book? Because my kids, they have so much stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to give my kids garbage bags on Mother's Day and say, fill them up. That's your present.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, but that's a parent's fault for getting them all of that stuff.
Ugh.
Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Joy of Less. You can find Apple's podcast at iTunes and Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and at DougStephan.com. Amy Newmark from Chicken Soup for the Soul.
America Weekend is a production of Stephan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.